There is a competition of understanding of the Holocaust between Lochamei HaGetaot, my museum, and Yad Vashem. Yad Vashem has managed a lot of support from Israeli government for political reasons and others to make the survivors a kind of a holy sect. And you should not touch them, and you should not touch the Holocaust, my Holocaust. You are not supposed to deal with it at all. Unless you say, I'm guilty because I'm German. So this is mainstream Israeli concept of the Holocaust. And of course, the solution for such a thing is coming to Israel. Strong Israeli army will protect you forever and ever, which is also a big lie. But anyhow, what we say is, first of all, they're not holy. There were really thieves among them and others. But this is not the issue. The issue was they were normal, like you and me. We want people to relate to the Holocaust as a kind of an event that changed the thinking of people for which we also take responsibility. Because if we are not taking it seriously, it will happen again, maybe to others. But by not being there and preventing it, we are part of the guilty party, in a way. I think this is a profound difference in understanding what this event, if you can call it an event, really was. It was a total collapse of humanity by everybody. Those few who resisted it and really tried to make a difference, maybe they are the heroes. The real heroes, those who defied death and survived despite, those who made, like Chavka said, make do with what you have and make it better. Don't wait for somebody else to do it for you. It can be a very small step. But you can keep your human values part of you all the time. Don't forget them. And there's a lot you can do, even if you die, yeah. Okay, not doing anything is also a decision. It's a choice. To give up and be Muslim is a choice. You have to respect it. You cannot criticize it, but you can talk about it. It's not holy, because human beings are not holy in a way that you're not allowed to talk about them. The value of life, maybe, is holy. This is maybe the only thing that is holy in the whole story here. This they can relate to. And they say, if we have to deal with this subject, we'd rather come to Lochamei HaGetaot than to Yad Vashem. Because in Yad Vashem, you're talking about death, you're talking about being a victim. What can you do with this? And here you give us space. First of all, you don't oblige us to go through the whole story. We can take one part and go home. Secondly, we talk about choices. We talk about being active. Maybe like this. But still, you're making a choice. And by making a choice, you stay in control of your identity at least. Maybe not of your life, but of your identity for sure. And then you're not a victim. And this is something that they can relate to. And we have beautiful discussions. And people remember the visits in a very positive way. And this is what we want. It should not be a traumatic victimhood journey. I had a group of women youngsters whose father was killed as a soldier. And we talked about coming from the very deep out and what kind of sources you have from inside to start living again. I know they are in Israel and they have finances and they have protection and they have home. Nothing to compare to ghetto life, for instance, or to camps life. But in the end they said, you gave us so much power by first of all recognizing the difficulties and stating them as such, and then saying, okay, but you have inside you something that you can help yourself come out of and be strong again. And this is something that we needed. So even this is a topic They went out. First of all, nobody cried of this group, which was by definition possible. And secondly, many said to me afterwards, it was great. I feel so relieved. Now, we discussed death, in a way. We discussed helplessness. They didn't feel it. This is maybe a contribution that you can make to the society by, first of all, not being afraid, but drawing a strength out of the difficulties instead of hitting yourself on the head and saying, well, poor you, I need to have weapons and I'm allowed to hit everybody who comes near me because I'm so afraid.